Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting third. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Claude Passo. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Rucker. Batting third. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Babe Young. Batting fifth. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting sixth. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Schumacher. Pitching for the New York Giants, Hal Schumacher. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bartel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott takes first base on ball four. Rucker moves to second. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rucker moves to third. Ott moves to second. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rucker scores. Ott scores. It's 2-0, Giants. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Passo, and towards Sturgeon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Stringer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 1 in the game. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schumacher fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rucker hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schumacher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dahlgren. The throw from Danning and he is safe. Dahlgren steals second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bartel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paso fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Claude Paso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paso is 0 for 1 in the game. Paso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hack. The throw from Danning and he is safe. Hack steals second. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stringer strikes out. 2 outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats D'Alessandro for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 0 for 1 in the game. Schumacher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young scoops it up and throws to first, with Schumacher covering, for the out. Cavaretta moves to second. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to third. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 2 in the game. McCullough hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cavaretta scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ott moves to third. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Danning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Danning reaches second base with a double. Ott scores. Young moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Young scores. Danning scores. Moore moves to second. It's 5-4, Giants. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0 for 2 in the game. Passo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schumacher hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 3 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rucker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Rucker reaches second base with a double. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Ott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rucker scores. It's 6-4, Giants. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young is hit by the pitch. Ott moves to second. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ott moves to third. Young moves to second. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Danning hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, D'Alessandro hits a line drive towards the mound. Schumacher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Passo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCullough hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gilbert pinch hits for Bobby Sturgeon. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schumacher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen pinch hits for Claude Passo. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schumacher fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.